Hi, welcome to Real Wired. Let's get started. White belt. Ray Romano's line, "I don't think I'm old, I just know I'm not young." There's a difference. Got me thinking about my attitude about age, specifically my business age. Do I view working with a positive attitude? Do I take the current environment as an opportunity to improve? Do I want to learn new things, or do I feel like I know everything? Am I tired? I love martial arts. There's a lifetime of content. My sensei always advises, think like a white belt. Have an attitude of a beginner, even if you've been practicing for a number of years. He recently mentioned Jesse Endcamp, the self-proclaimed the karate nerd. This nerd guide is a passionate deep dive into the history of Okinawan karate. When he visits dojos overseas, he doesn't wear his black belt. He humbly chooses to wear a white belt to show humility and exemplify the attitude of always willing to learn and do new things. Consider these five ideas that may re-energize yourself with purpose. Planning. I've never see what has been done. I only see what remains to be done. A quote from Buddha. Attitude. Interviewer. What keeps you going? Clint Eastwood. I get up every day and don't let the old man in. Movement. My grandmother started walking 5 miles a day when she was 60. She's 97 now, and we don't know where the heck she is. Ellen DeGeneres. The fourth idea, ambition. At the age of 6, I wanted to be a cook. At 7, I wanted to be Napoleon. And my ambition has been growing steadily ever since. Salvador Dali. The fifth idea, framing. Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Mark Twain. It's important not to pretend you're engaged with your appraisal business. Kicking the can down the road attitude is like lorem ipsum or bogus placeholder text for publishers. Biding time lacks excitement about your profession. That attitude can make you old. End quotes. Focusing on an entrepreneurial attitude can lead to productivity that may result in achieving the five above ideas. Some say purgatory is hearing Rick Astley's song, Never Gonna Give You Up, played for eternity. For me, purgatory would be creating appraisals the same way I did when I started my career. Mr. Endcamp has a video series on his long journey to learn about karate's roots in China. In the last video of his travels, he says, "To you, this might seem like the end, but to me, it's just the beginning. I can't wait to see what's next." How about you? Well, thanks for listening. Have an awesome week.